You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's coming to you live from New York City. And this is where we're going to be for the next hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Major League Baseball trade deadline has come and gone. The Dodgers keep on adding folks. They got Jack Flaherty from the Tigers. Don't worry, Scooble didn't go anywhere. Crochet didn't go anywhere for the White Sox. White Sox are not going anywhere regardless. Padres get Tanner Scott. And damn it, the Yankees got a guy a couple days ago. He's like Babe Ruth right now. His name is Jazz Chisholm. We'll talk about that in a second. Team USA Gymnastics, they keep on a winning. We got people fighting with radio guys. Well, verbally sparring on, well, it's Jeffrey Simmons from the Titans. We'll get into that as well. A busy, busy day. If you want to participate in the show, go ahead. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So whether or not you listen on the East Coast, the West Coast, you're here in the South with me, the Midwest, the mountains, the plains, you're in Canada. What's up, Canada? I hope you're good. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker if you have one. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much. As we talked about NFL training camp, Jarrett Bell from USA Today joined us earlier in the show. Great conversation. He had a private, or at least a public conversation. He had an interview with Patrick Mahomes a couple of days ago, where Patrick Mahomes did all that talking about the finances for quarterbacks in the NFL. Said he's not worried about his deal. Jarrett Bell came through to talk to us about his chat with Patrick Mahomes, as well as his training camp stops. Today, he was checking in with the Steelers. Justin Fields is looking good sometimes, and other times he's not. I think we know who the starting quarterback is going to be. That guy's name is Russell Wilson. Okay, speaking of another guy, I just told you minutes ago the New York Yankees acquired a guy at the trade deadline. He is already paying dividends. His name is Jazz Chisholm. Right now, this minute, this second, the New York Yankees lead the Phillies 5-4. And Jazz Chisholm, well, he is wasting absolutely no time in just making Yankee fans happy. This is a trade that's paying off, because Jazz Chisholm tonight is 2-for-4 with 5 RBIs. Well, with 2 home runs. He is the gift that keeps on giving. Last night, he had 2 home runs for the New York Yankees. Tonight, 2 home runs for the New York Yankees. He has helped score and has produced all 5 of their runs. And so, yeah, I guess the trade deadline works when it works. Yesterday, the Yankees beat the Phillies as well. And then at the same time, let me tell you this. If you want to hear somebody that's happy about his performance so far, it's Aaron Judge. He says that Jazz Chisholm has been amazing, as good as advertised. Listen to this. This is before tonight.
Yeah, it was kind of like what we thought. You know, the dynamic player that, that first ball gets hit to him there and turns a sweet double play and then gets another chance to do it. And, you know, then even late in the game, he just stops a for sure double down the line. You know, just even getting a chance to knock down that ball is huge. And then, you know, we see what he does offensively. It's impressive, man. It's fun to watch. He's electric. You know, he's excited to be here. He's having fun. So he's definitely making a big impact so far.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what the hell he's going to say tonight, because last night Jazz Chisholm said, yeah, I'm having a time of my life. These are winners here.
I mean, it's super exciting. I mean, who doesn't want to come over and help a playoff contending team win? You know, these guys have been welcoming me with open arms, and I can't do much more except go out there and play my best.
Oh, man. Well, that's what the hell he's doing. I mean, if he keeps he can't keep this up for the Yankees, right? It's impossible. He can't keep doing this for the Yankees. But I'll tell you this, if he does this and at least plays halfway decent, the Yankee fans are going to be happy. At least, Hickey, they're going to give Brian Cashman a break for a little while, maybe?
For a few minutes, maybe, until this hot streak cools down.
Oh, boy.
Then he's back on the hot seat.
They want to fire Brian Cashman. Can't wake up and go to the bathroom. People want to fire him. Like, bad decision. Everything he does, everything. Him and Boone. It's like, let's fire management. It'll just solve everybody's problems. Nobody has a solution but just firing everybody. Anyway, the Yankees also get Mark Leiter, the son of Al. It's funny to say. How many more Leiters do? This is like the third Leiter. Hickey, what is the deal? Is it genetic that they could just all throw a baseball?
I guess so, right? I mean, when one can do it, I guess it just all flows throughout the rest of the family.
Al Leiter could go out there, and I say this facetiously, I feel like Al Leiter could throw like 400 innings if you needed him to. Nowadays, we can't get a guy to go out there and throw 150 in a year. What made Al Leiter so different than everybody else?
Not throwing 100 miles an hour?
Ah, there you go. Touche. Maybe these guys need to... Now, here's a chicken or egg situation. If the pitchers actually pitched slower, or at least had a little bit more control, if they were more control versus power, do you think the batters would just annihilate them?
Good question.
If we took Greg Maddux and put him in a game today, would he be getting torched because he didn't go out and throw 103?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because he knows where he's putting the ball, and he'll put it in spots where the batter, I mean, he may not get a lot of strikeouts, but he's going to make sure if the ball's put in play, it's going to be hit where he wants it hit.
I wish we had more pitching and less throwing. That's just me, man. I wish we had more pitching and less throwing out. Everybody, and this is why even the numbers offensively for a lot of guys is skewed. Because what, the pitching is so great that now the hitting is suffering. Baseball is weird. I hate to sound like the guy. It's not what it used to be, Hickey. It's not. And I give him credit for changing and adjusting some of the rules to try to, you know, put more action. There's still, to me, a lack of traditional action. It's like the rule changes haven't forced it. Okay, yeah, we might have more stolen bases, but guys aren't going base to base. There's not these rallies where the guy hits a single, the next guy hits a double. It's not the revolving door. You get what I'm saying? It's not that.
No, you're right. The art of baseball, the art of pitching, the art of hitting, even in turn the art of fielding, has all drastically taken a step down because now it's strikeout or home run. Yeah. And there's really no in between. So everything else kind of falls to the wayside when you're unfortunately not practicing, you know, the muscle memory, if you will, of traditional baseball plays.
Man, I'm sick of looking at quote unquote good hitters. These are some of your best guys. I look at that guy's batting 230. I'm like, this would have got a guy sat down on the bench 230? Like, get out of here. Anyway, let's see what a lot of these teams do as we get down towards the stretch run. The Padres, big buyers, the Dodgers, buyers, the Yankees, buyers, and of course the Marlins and the White Sox, losers. There's no other way to put it. My apologies. Speaking of losers, let's talk about someone who's an opposite of a loser. Let's show some love to Team USA's gymnastics team, the women specifically. They won the team final earlier today. They beat out Italy. They beat out Brazil. And what does that mean? This means Simone Biles is the most decorated Olympic gymnast representing Team USA ever. She picked up her 8th medal today. And she's not done. She's not. You know what? Let's listen to Simone Biles. She was asked by the media about all the medals she's racking up. And she's like, listen, I ain't even think about the medals. I just go out and I compete.
Now you have 38 World and Olympic medals, which is more than any of the men's team combined. And so I wonder, what does that mean to you? And what about the legacy that you're leaving on the sport?
Honestly, I would have had to Google that. So I'm not really sure. I don't keep count. I don't keep stats. I just go out here and do what I'm supposed to, and I'm doing what I love and enjoying it. So that's really all that matters to me. Yes, it's amazing now that I hear it, but I don't think I'll truly understand the depth of it until I walk away from the sport. So you never know, because I mean, we still have a couple more competitions here, so I'm trying to focus on that. And so we'll just have to see.
That's what a winner sounds like. Yeah, Simone Biles, a winner. The woman who was criticized 3 years ago for dropping out in Tokyo, Japan. People criticizing a woman who's flipping upside down in the air. You got people who can't even get off the couch without hurting. Come on now. Congratulations to Simone Biles, her teammates, Jordan Childs, Sunny Lee. They went out there. They won gold. They won silver last time. A little bit of a revenge tour. And she's not done. She could walk away with more gold. Congratulations to Simone Biles and Team USA Gymnastics. It's not the only big news from earlier today. Unfortunately, the Tennessee Titans, they were in the news for some bad reasons, negative reasons. And you can go ahead and thank Jeffrey Simmons. Yeah, the hulking defensive lineman, 6'4", 305 pounds, multiple-time Pro Bowler. He started a fight, reportedly, at practice today. And then, well, the local radio station, 104.5 The Zone, was at practice. One of the midday hosts, Buck Riesing, was on hand. And he was conducting an interview, or trying to conduct an interview, with Roger McCreary, cornerback. And then Justin Simmons, excuse me, I'm mixing up my Simmons in the NFL, Jeffrey Simmons walked on by and interrupted the interview. And he basically called him, let's just say, a cat, amongst other things. And he said he was talking crap about him on the internet. Now, look, if you're a radio host, you say things, right? Like I say things. Well, Jeffrey Simmons heard some of the things. We don't know what specifically. And Jeffrey Simmons declined to sit down and talk about it. Let's listen to this interaction as a 6'4", 305-pound football player approach the radio host.
Jeff, you want to sit down? We can talk whenever you want to talk. Jeff, we'll deal with that later. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, I mean, we're on the air right now.
I don't care. You do a lot of talk on social media.
I'm right here, Jeff. We can talk anytime you want to. Unbelievable.
We got to make that happen.
Well, we'll deal with that later on. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, if you want to sit down and talk about this, we can talk about this.
I'm telling you, stop talking on social media. Talk to me.
I'm talking to you right here. Jeff, we tried to talk to you last week.
I'm talking to you.
I'm being rude to Roger. We'll deal with you later.
As far as I know, there was no conversation that was had later because I think we would have heard about it. And it's kind of crazy that Jeffrey Simmons, it was only a couple days ago, the general manager was bigging him up as a captain and a team leader. And everybody's entitled to have their moments. Everybody is. But that's doing too much, right? Like, if you're going to go confront a man, it's kind of weak to go throw an insult, a verbal insult at the guy, a verbal, like, calling him a name, and then just screaming and shouting and refusing to do anything else. It's like, well, I don't know these children's stories. Is it the, Hickey, is it the big bad, no, the big bad wolf does stuff, right? He huffs and he puffs and he blows the house down.
Right.
Isn't there some, is it Cry Wolf? Is it the boy who cried wolf? Is that what it is?
The boy who cried wolf.
He did all that talking but did nothing. Am I mixing things up?
No, you're spot on. And then eventually when the wolf does come and he cries, no one listens to him saying he's faking and, well, the rest is history.
Oh, you know that story, but you didn't see Space Jam. Come on, Hickey. Come on.
I'm a man of little knowledge.
Oh, don't say that. Don't ever say that, Hickey. You're a very, very smart individual. Don't say that. You're terrible.
Just not culture, we'll say.
Well, that's fine. Well, there are worse things to not see than Space Jam, okay? Let's just put it that way. Anyway, Jeffrey Simmons did a whole lot of chatting. He didn't say nothing. Like, he was a blowhard. That's what he is. I called him a baby earlier on in the show. If you're going to sit and complain in front of a radio host, and you're going to call him a quote-unquote punk, and that's not the P word that he used, then do something about it. I'm not advocating for him to beat the living the hell out of Riesling. But I'm saying, like sit down and talk. Talk to him on the side. Do something. It takes a big individual, I'm being sarcastic, to just run around throwing around curses and name-calling somebody and not doing anything about it. It seems rather useless to me. You couldn't find better use of your time? Utilize that energy on a football field. Come on. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. A matter of fact, I told you this. Everybody is so damn sensitive about social media. People waste so much time arguing and fighting and reading. What is somebody saying about me? Oh, this is what this stranger said about me. This guy's making millions of dollars. Why are you so concerned with what the radio guy is doing? There's a lesson here for everybody. Sometimes just put down your damn phone. My thought process is, if you're not using the phone to make money, then what are you doing? Yeah, you can be entertained, but there comes a point where it's just like, do something productive. Learn something. Or just get off of the social media. People just saying garbage all day. Chauncey Billups, head coach for the Portland Trail Blazers, had to learn this firsthand.
We in New Orleans. We're down like 18 at the half. I had a kid. He had a nasty dunk. We coming out for the third quarter. This motherfucker done posted his dunk on his joint.
Stop it.
At halftime. Halftime, hey, bro, we down 18.
You got to optimize those numbers.
What you do, though? What
you man,
do?
You know I grinded his up, man. I get wind of it. I said, hey, yo, bro, get the back there and take the down off your joint, man. What the is wrong with you, man? Yeah.
My bad, coach. He run to the back.
We getting bombed, bro. We down 18. He posted a joint at halftime. I said, man, what is going on?
I wish I could be shocked. I wish I could be surprised. The Portland Trail Blazers are losing a game at halftime by almost 20 points. They had a player who put his highlight dunk on social media during the game while they're losing. The last time I checked, and I'm certain of this, like there's rules against NBA players utilizing their phones a certain period before the game and after a game. Like, come on. What are we doing? Hickey, I'll tell you this. Last year, James Wiseman, after he got jettisoned from the Warriors and went to the Pistons, Hickey, I was at the Hawks game. I was out there for pregame shoot around, and I decided to take a video of James Wiseman. Hickey, he was just warming up, and I'm like, okay, here's a 7'8" guy out here practicing, and he's a person of note. And so I took a video of him, and I put it on Instagram. Here's James Wiseman warming up, okay? Hickey, you want to know who viewed that?
James Wiseman?
You want to know when he viewed it?
5 minutes after?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
Probably got the alert right away.
Come
What's
on.
What's that guy over there saying?
Yeah, what are we doing? Like, do your job, man. And I granted, it's not like he messaged me and said, hey, JR, why'd you put up a video of me missing five free throws? He didn't say anything. And he didn't. He was just practicing. Aren't you supposed to worry about the game? I don't know. Maybe going on Instagram helps him to relax. Stop worrying about what other people are doing and saying about you. Put your phone down, man. Jeffrey Simmons, 6'4", 305 pounds. Latest victim of social media, like a lot of people. Put the phone down. 855-212-4227. Pick your phone up if you're calling me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
No, you're amazing. You are. You're amazing for being here with me. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. A busy day. Got an NFL player and Jeffrey Simmons mad at a radio guy. Yeah, some listeners love it. They want to see some of us radio hosts get beat up and cursed out. Why not? Good entertainment, as long as it doesn't get physical, right? Simone Biles, Team USA, they win gold in the team final. Simone Biles now has 8 medals, more than anybody, any gymnast in USA history, male or female, good for her. Jazz Chisholm has hit 4 home runs in the past 24 hours for the Yankees. What a trade acquisition that was before we even got here. Jack Flaherty is now a member of the Dodgers because the Dodgers always need pitching, always. What a day. Team USA is going to take on South Sudan tomorrow. Hopefully no beatdown. They'll win. 855-212-4227. Mac is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mac?
Hey, JR. How you doing? It's been a long time. I'm so happy that you switched your... I was a little worried in the beginning, but I'm happy that your time has switched and now I can talk to you. But what's up? I know you got other people on the line. You still there?
Yes.
You're not saying anything because you know I go on like a rubber band.
No,
let me start off. I got two issues.
All right.
Baseball and basketball are very similar. Not very similar. My issue with baseball, I used to travel a lot, which you don't know. I traveled for the University of Scranton as an admissions counselor, one of the 28, top 20 of top Athanasius. That's my alma mater. Catholic and Jesuit. So what that meant is that, first of all, I was able, I think I was about 22, I could go to New York City and go to Yankees games and all those other things. And I became a fan, big fan of Derek Jeter. And as a matter of fact, I dated a man who would get mistaken for Derek Jeter every time he went out in New York.
Hold on. Oh, my goodness. Hickey, I need to take a breath, and I didn't say anything.
When I was talking to Mac on the phone before, it was the same thing.
Okay, hold on. Mac?
Yeah?
Hey, I'm just saying, like, you said hello, Mac, you said hello to me.
Hello?
No, I'm saying, you said hello to me, and you said it's been a long time. You didn't even allow me a breath to say hello, how are you? You didn't even let me get
that. I gotta work on the dialogue. Some nights are busier than others, and I know other people want to get in. You know, Wednesdays, I never talk to you. So, no, Wednesday, yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, you look like you. Anyway, you. Well, we got to get to the point. You look like Mariah Carey, and some guy you were dating look like Derek Jeter. Okay, I get it.
My point is, baseball has completely lost its focus. You know, when it used to be Derek Jeter was playing, Cal Ripken, XYZ. Now you couldn't pay me to go to a baseball game. I used to be when I moved back to Buffalo, I could think about driving to New York City, but now, I don't even know any of these people. Okay. You know, I used to go to Toronto. And all those other places. Now it's lost its focus. You got to be on the fence.
Okay,
you know,
great.
I'd rather go
what
to a Bison's game. The other issue is basketball. Now, my only issue with, particularly with LeBron James and why people would call him a baby, it's horrible basketball, and I hate it when other players do this. Family will save up all their money and take their kid to go see a star. They get there, and the person's not playing. So you put aside your month salary. That's the only thing that gets to me about basketball. I hope LeBron did, and I just want to air that out.
That's my
only complaint.
Well, thank you.
I think things are good.
Well, thank you so much,
man. Let me say one more thing. This is an exciting time of the year, especially with I'm an Olympics junkie. I go all the way back to Nadia Comaneci in 1976, when I think I was a baby. But it's a great time of the year. I don't keep track of these trades. There's just too much going on with the trades.
Allow me to respond, okay,
you,
Mac?
You let me keep track of it. You keep track of the trades for me, and I'll pay attention.
All right. Well,
so I'll hang
Mac.
Up and let you respond.
Stay warm.
Have a good night.
Okay, you as well,
Mac. Send me
Mac.
A DM
thank
another time, okay? Take
another,
care, babe.
Another
Bye.
Time. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Another time? Hickey, I don't know what she's talking about.
I'm sure.
What she said? Oh my god!
Send me another DM. Okay.
Whoa.
JR's DMs are open, ladies.
Whoa.
Now I know why you two seem so comfortable.
No, bro. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know. Maybe she DM'd me 3 years ago and I responded and said thanks, but no. Send me another DM. Whoa. What type of stuff is that, man? Oh, man. Hickey, what did she say to me? I don't even know after that last comment.
There's a lot there, to be honest with you. I was trying to keep up, but that was a left lane NASCAR race conversation. Holy cow.
She said, what did she say? First of all, baseball. She doesn't like it, right? Okay. Get in line, Mac. Get in line. And what was the next point she made? Is people spending money to go to NBA games?
And when they don't play, load management.
Right.
And she singled out LeBron.
Are we still there, though? I mean, can we give LeBron a break? The guy is 40 years old. He's going to be 40 in a couple. Can we give him a break at least?
Played, 76 games, I think it was this past year?
Yeah, 76, 72, something like that. Yeah. LeBron shouldn't be the target right now. Let's not do that. And I got to be honest. I think we've seen enough of this. If you're buying an NBA ticket, it's buyer beware. I'm sorry. At the same time, who's buying a Clippers ticket to see Kawhi? And confidence that they're going to see Kawhi. Like, come on. It's buyer. Am I wrong on that, Hickey? Right? Are we past this already? Like, if you're buying an NBA ticket and saving up all your money to take your kid, isn't it buyer beware? Am I being a jerk now?
No, at this point, the awareness is out there. When the Spurs first started doing it, okay, fine. Easy to have the wool pulled over your eyes because they were the only ones doing it. Caught on a little bit, but still it was new enough where it's like, can you really expect it in a big game especially? We've seen it too much now where, like you said, you almost, unfortunately, depending on the team and the player, have to expect them not to play in the game.
Yeah, the days are over. That's like buying tickets to see the Dallas Cowboys and You know, Dak doesn't play because he sprained his knee the game. But, like, that's a part of it. Like, and I get it. It's injuries versus rest. But you buy a ticket, you better be prepared that whoever you buying a ticket for, they may not be available. And you want to know what's changed? Nothing. Okay? The NBA can't force these guys to go out and pay. And if anything, everybody's making more money. Man, we got television deals now and streaming deals. Can't even say television because it's all types of things, streaming and whatnot. They're making almost $2 billion per entity a year. So it's not like the money's going down. Not like the money is disappearing. And so somebody's watching the games. There's big value in sports. So just, I don't want to say get over it. Buyer beware. It's like paying money to go see a movie. I mean, when a movie is done, you spent, you, I don't know how much a ticket costs, $16. You don't get your money back because the movie sucked. That's just what it is. You know, I'm buying this. I'm spending the money for it. And after I spend it, it's done. I think we should think about that in all entertainment. It's like buying a ticket to see Lauryn Hill. And if Lauryn Hill shows up 3 hours late, I don't know. Don't complain about it after. She's been doing this for 20 years. Get over it. Marco Belletti, what do you think, man?
I'm just wondering if the load management was part of the DMs. That's what my mind was going to. I was just curious.
Load management?
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like that was what the whole conversation was, so I was just curious.
I wouldn't know where to find her online.
Apparently in your DMs.
Which ones? I don't, Marco.
See, I don't know which DMs, and I don't know what you got going on. I'm not getting involved in that. That's got nothing to do with me.
If I go and just search Mac, let's see who comes up. Mac Hollins pops up. I know Mac. He plays wide receiver. I don't. Come on now.
The barefoot man.
Yeah, he is the barefoot man. He's the only Mac I know. And I don't DM him. I don't. You know what? What are we DMing?
I don't know. Seemed like you guys knew each other pretty good.
What about email? Maybe like direct message on email?
Mac Hollins? Y'all are talking about her or the wide receiver?
Her.
No.
No disrespect to Mac Hollins. We're not talking about Mac Hollins. Wrong Mac here.
No.
No?
No. She must have messaged me and I must have said, thank you for listening. That's what I do. That's my go-to. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. That's it. She made it seem like DM me again sometime. That was just wildly disrespectful. Like, how does she know I'm not married? Like, what is she doing here? Come on.
Shooting
now.
A shot.
Come on now. Ruin people's lives over things like this. I don't need this drama in my life. Anyway, Mark, are you going to answer my question?
I don't remember what the question was.
it's about load management.
Well, see, again, I'm not getting involved in that kind of conversation. That's.
You know what? I thought you were my friend. That's why I don't like you, Marco. It's okay.
You already told me I can't live on your island.
And I told you about a month ago, the next time I see you and walk by you, if I don't talk to you, you know why.
I think that list is getting longer and longer.
keep adding reasons, Marco Belletti. You're on the list. You made it. You're adding to the list. That's what you're doing.
You know what? I might as well go all in. What the hell?
Yeah, why not? Okay. I'll keep that in mind, all right? I remember this. I remember you. I'm shaking my finger. You can't see it. I'm shaking my finger. Yeah, I am. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Pray for all of those people. Pray for all of them. They want to be me or be better than me, they will be. Pray for them that they'll be better. Pray for it. If I'm the example, pray for them. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've had a busy day, a busy show. Jeffrey Simmons online or reading stuff online, yelling at radio hosts. And Team USA, the Olympians, the gymnastics, they set it off on the women's side. Simone Biles now has more medals than any gymnast from the USA ever. Trade deadline. Of course, the Dodgers, Yankees, Padres all going for it. What else is new? Jazz Chisholm paying off for the Yankees already. 4 home runs in 24 hours. What a world. Got Olympics and training camp. South Sudan versus USA basketball tomorrow afternoon. Can't wait for that one. I don't think the USA is going to take them lightly. They said they won't. Let's get to the phone lines before we roll out and roll into a few things that took place this day in sports history. 855-212-4227. Drew is calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Drew.
I say, JR, I appreciate y'all taking my call. I'm about to say something I never thought I'd say, JR. I think you're wrong. I think that if the NBA is going to charge me triple the price to see the Lakers than they would to see the Hawks or see the Bulls, then I think that LeBron should play. If not, make it the same price to watch every single game. If it's $32 to see the Nets, then it should be $32 to see the Lakers. I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, thank you, Drew, for calling from New Orleans. I appreciate your opinion. It's not a matter of being right or wrong. That's your opinion. My opinion says if you buy a ticket, then you should know that there's a chance that whoever the hell you buy a ticket to see, you may not get what you expect. That's just common sense. That's not an opinion. I didn't make an opinion about whether or not a guy should play or should not. I think they should. If they're capable of playing, they should go out there and they should. But we don't live in a world of what somebody should do. We live in a world of reality. I know I live in a world of reality. And I know that if I or you or whoever else, Bobby, Jimmy, Tom, Dick, Harry, whoever, if they buy a ticket, if you buy a ticket to any game and XYZ player, XYZ star doesn't play, then that's your fault, not the league's. We've been through this before. I mean, if you haven't learned by now, then you should have your money wasted. That sounds too harsh, but you get my point. Like, we ain't new to this. I understand. If you are, I don't know, a casual fan, and you're not a sports fan, you're just like, oh, I know my kid wants the tickets, and you just buy it, then that sucks. That sucks. I understand that. But if you are a legitimate sports fan and you're still going off of, oh, no, well, this is this, a nation this. You know better. You know what? It does suck for the people who are casual fans and they're not totally invested. But if you know what the hell is going on and you still want to pitch a fit after you buy a ticket, like, you should know better. All right? You want to know what else I buy and I don't get what I want, I don't get the money back and it sucks? You want to know what I hate? Hickey, is this similar? I hate going to a restaurant and eating food that I don't like or wasn't up to par. I'm not going to say, oh, this food is so bad, I'm going to send it back to the kitchen. But if it doesn't meet the standard of what I expected, you know what? You know what I've learned? Don't go back. Okay? It's not worth me pitching a fit. You know, if the food is not good, I'm not just going to, you know, send it back. They're going to send me back something else that's not good. What are we going to do? Just go back and forth? It don't work that way. Hickey, is that a decent equivalent or am I way off?
No, I think that's very fair. And I also like to see that the Oprah hate train still continues to roll.
Oh, boy. That wasn't directly about Oprah's recommendation. I'm just saying.
Generally, yes. I think you're spot on.
Here's some JR wisdom. Don't take food recommendations from Oprah. But anyway, go ahead, Hickey.
No, that was it. I was just saying. I'm with you. I think it's a fair comparison.
It's fair. If you spend, you know, it's like anything else. If you spend money, you expect a desired result. But you have to understand that you may not always get it. It's like buying clothes, okay? You may buy clothes, and sometimes you can take it back. Sometimes you can't, okay? Most cases, sometimes you can, most cases. So you buy a product. If it doesn't work, oh, you're screwed. You know better. Don't buy it next time. Nothing different than entertainment. Okay? If I go pay money to see Mariah Carey and she ain't hitting her high notes because she's too old now, I'm not going to pay to see Mariah in the future. She can't hit the notes no more. I'm not saying she can. I'm just hypothetical. buy a car. You get a car. I don't like the way this car runs. You just can't take it back unless you're just super wealthy. You know better. Don't buy that car next time. Anyway, hopefully you learn from your past mistakes. And speaking of the past, it's the time of the show for us to revisit the past and a few things that have taken place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go back in time. Because today is July 30th, the year is 2024. But let's go back to 1976. Because the Olympics were taking place this day in Montreal. Shout out to all my folks in Montreal. And specifically, Bruce Jenner. He set a world record in the Olympic decathlon. He sat down with Johnny Carson and talked about his success. Let's take a listen to the Johnny Carson Show.
I don't think I would go through it again.
Right.
That one time in my life, I felt like that's what I wanted to do. But as far as if it's worth it, yes. Even when I went to the Olympic Games, the day before the Games, I said, if I get dead last in this meet, I feel like my career is worth it. Because I learned a lot about myself. It was a tremendous opportunity for me. It was a lot of fun. I totally loved it. I loved the training. I loved the competition, everything. That obviously winning is icing on the cake. And I had the potential to win, and there was no reason why I couldn't win.
That was Bruce Jenner. July 30th, 2024. Let's go back in time to 2001. Lance Armstrong. He became the first American to win three straight Tour de France titles. We ain't got no audio for Lance Armstrong because he's a cheater. He's a bully. He was a jerk. God bless him for his cancer research and the money that he raised. He's one of the meanest, nastiest guys that we've had in sports. Hickey, can you imagine being threatened when you show up to work?
No. No.
Come on. That guy, you better do this, otherwise I'm going to ruin your life. Who does that? What? Was he a guy on a bicycle or was he a dictator?
Both in his heyday.
Oh, my God. What a guy. Anyway, those are those are a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. You don't hear too much from Lance anymore, right? He did his documentary and things, and that was pretty much it. Have you heard from him recently?
I forgot about the documentary, but no, since then he has been quiet, which thankfully, I mean, hopefully it's some self-awareness of no one wants to hear from him, so he's not going to say anything.
Yeah. One of the biggest liars and cheaters in sports history. Even A-Rod looks at him and goes, man, what a guy. A-Rod never threatened nobody. Well, A-Rod just lied. He just stood in front of Katie Couric and just said, no. You never used drugs? No. Steroids? No. You never bought anything illegal from anybody? No. A-Rod is great. Shout outs to A-Rod, whatever he's doing. Trying to buy the Timberwolves. Hickey, we haven't heard about that in a while, have we, huh?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
A-Rod just strolling around on a beach, blonde model. Not a care in the world. Good for him. Anyway, hey, shout outs to everybody who's listening to the show today. We appreciate you. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I want to go ahead and thank our guest, Jarrett Bell from USA Today, for joining us. We talk trade deadline, Olympics. Tomorrow, let's hope that Team USA beats South Sudan without making it close. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow. You can find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief show is done on the Infinity Sports Network. But don't leave, don't move, don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you oh so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. But more importantly, thank you to you. With you, there is no show. Buyer, beware.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.